Noticing the breath now. No efforting around the breath, simply noticing that languid rhythm. And it is simply the placing of your attention on that rhythm, that beautiful, nourishing rhythm that is already happening all the time. Simply by placing your attention on it now. That is in large part what really allows the process of relaxing, then softening of the body. And with the softening, then there is more space. And the breath can drop down, it can sink in, it can expand a little bit more and a little bit more. We all now begin to breathe together in this perfect moment. There is this perfect breath, yours and mine together. As they have always been. Energies and waves and patterns that move through the constellation of your beautiful body. Even as now, in this moment, as we come together, energies and patterns and waves, they ripple through the pattern in the field that is this group, that is you and me, and all of our brothers and sisters together. Woven together, and the configuration changes. It changes as we rise, as we expand. It changes as one of us might appear to drop out a little bit, needing to place our attention on somewhere where perhaps there is not a flow in our own lives. But even there, yes, it changes the overall configuration. But even there, the group activates, even when you feel that you are dropping out or winking off of that radar screen, as it were, needing to do work on the human aspects in the human realms. I promise you, there are brothers and sisters who have just mastered that. They have just now mastered what you are doing a deep dive into. Or they have mastered it already, and they carry the resolution codes and the expansion codes. The patterns and the frequencies that will help you to alchemize. And so those patterns will blaze even more brightly in our collective field, in our group pattern. There's a kind of frequency undulation, actually. It is quite dynamic. It is time to let go of the seeker. The one who is seeking is the one who will never find. The aspect of you that identifies as a seeker is the aspect that experiences itself as being separate from that which is being sought. The seeker is a construct. It is a part of the identity construct, and it is a part of the greater construct within which that identity arises within. Continuing to identify with the seeker will only just lead you into the construct. It will help to continue to anchor you there. You as a seeker, that is an old story. It does not serve what you really are, and it certainly does not serve the point of our mission that we are at right now. The seeker construct identifies with not finding. Just as the survivor construct or identification keeps you in a loop connected to the trauma or the energy point that you have survived. It is an identity that is potentially appropriate and even beneficial at certain times in the path. But it is time now to let that go. To stop seeking, because you are the thing being sought. To stop seeking and start rising. Now, the one who is rising is also a part of the construct, but it is a higher vibrational octave. The finder, the one who rises, it is a higher octave. So reach for that, because understandably so, to go simply from you are the one who seeks God to you are actually that light, source, creator, light. It sounds great, but truly, it is an abstract for most of us still, and especially for the aspect of our psychic construct that identifies as seeker, as much too much of a leap. Although it sounds wonderful, and of course the flow of life and our ascension path and the unfoldment of light on the planet is going to offer us up moments of pure grace in which we feel that which we are. And then it is not an abstract, it is a lived experience. You know that I like to say, no effort, the path of ease, let the light do the work. And then we turn around and say, oh, there is work to do. Oh, trust me, now. Here's a point like that. The work is to dismantle the seeker construct, let us say, the construct in general, of course, but right now, the seeker construct. You see, the thing that the seeker is seeking, that which you already are at your most expanded levels of expression. The thing that the seeker is seeking, you do not have to effort to become. The seeker will have you convinced that you do. You do. Oh, maybe in 100 lifetimes I will be pure enough to ascend or anchor the frequencies and light codes of what we call enlightenment. Or maybe in 100 lifetimes, but not now. Oh goodness, no. Stop it. That is an old story, and it does not serve. This is the work. Dismantle the aspects of the construct, the programs that were installed into you that keep you from simply expanding into the fullest expression of what you are, let alone beginning to just glimpse the fullness of the light, frequency, and consciousness that you are. Dismantle the seeker, the one who grasps. That is the work. We have been led a little bit astray by that story, that somehow you have to work. The work is in creating yourself as a spiritual being, as a high vibrational being. Yet you have to work to be light, to radiate light. That is a story that has only served to keep you diminished in your potential expression. While in these explorations, incarnational explorations here on Earth, the work is abundant, and it is at times cruel, because it is the work of dismantling the construct, the sense of self, and most of what we were taught. Even in our cherished spiritual paradigms. Much of what we were taught was at best perhaps resonant and beneficial at certain times in our development, in our unfoldment back into the memory of light, we could say, through our incarnational journeys on Earth. They were relevant and beneficial, helpful. But to carry these tools and to identify with them and weave them so deeply into the fabric of our perceived being, that is not beneficial anymore. And it is challenging to extricate those. I know it. I will be honest with you, I've definitely struggled at times with this. When the next thing arises, the next illusion that I know I have to break down, and that's something else that's happening right now in the group. We've all shifted. We are in a little bit of a lull period right now. You are having an opportunity to integrate, maybe. And we have all of us become aware, once again, of something that we know needs to shift, but we do not want to do it yet. We do not want to face it. We do not want to have to admit it. We certainly don't want to have to do anything about it. We all have something right now that we have seen yet again. It's come up yet again. The energies are very high. There are very supportive energies that are very high. There are deliberately broadcast frequencies that are decidedly lower, but no less intense. We are getting activated from a number of different standpoints. So the high frequency light that is coming in is making us more aware. And perhaps it is something that's actually arising. It is a pain, a discomfort, a disease process, something in the body. That is the work. So you see why I love to really sink into and expand the shit out of the places where we can be in ease and flow and no effort. That of the realms of light and frequency and expansion and light codes. And that inexorable momentum toward the memory of light. That is the inevitability. That is the path that you are on, that we are all on. There is a flow there. There is an effortlessness to that. Even as we support each other, there are more and more and more expanded realms of light and frequency and consciousness that are helping us, that are uplifting us. Oh, hallelujah. There is so much ease and flow, yes, on those levels. And then there are these places. Suspiciously, most of them here on Earth. Where there is some work to do. To be fearless. To be ruthless. In our excavation. In the sifting through, of the construct, what the Buddhists would call the small s self. It is such good work. It is such good work to create a healthy ego construct, a skillful ego construct. All of the tools that we learn that help us to become skillful. It is such good work to create that. And the time comes then when the work becomes more and more and more to then dismantle it all. It's a good thing we're not told this at the beginning, right? None of us would do it. And a lot of times I think this is going to be happening both simultaneously, still honing perhaps aspects of a skillful, loving, healthy ego construct and small s self construct, so that we can continue to navigate even in these last days of third dimensional Earth. in all its chaotic, messy, beautiful glory. And at the same time, Master, we must be about the work of dismantling the construct that obfuscates. The magnificent light, the purest heart that you are, with no effort required. Rest in this. Life will invariably help you with this process. That is a great and terrible truth. Which is why we say shift, shift. Rise and anchor more and more and more into your light beingness.